has before.
Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View podcast. It is May 6th, and you're in for a treat because today we're going to be talking about Avengers Endgame. We're going to be talking about the Daytime Emmys and the debut of my co-host. So don't go away. There's just so much going on. All right, everybody. I want you all to applaud because my co-host is here. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going? How was your weekend?
How are you?
How was your weekend?
Good.
Anything you want to share with the audience? Like, did you get some new customers for that awesome business that you do? Recall, it's called It Works?
Yes.
You want to give us a little refresher?
Okay. I work for It Works. It is a job that helps out with people that want to lose weight and to get fit. They have wraps that make you help with your stomach to tighten muscles. They have pills that make you lose up to 31 pounds in 3 months. They also have coffee. If you like coffee, it can actually help you lose weight by that too, for keto coffee, and it's in salted caramel. And we also have the cleanse that will lose up from 2 pounds to 5 pounds in 48 hours. And we're getting ready to have new products launch in a few months, so keep an eye on those.
All right. Well, we're just getting started because it is still early over here. It's only 9:48 over here. What time is it over there?
10:47. 10:48.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to cover a lot today. And why don't you tell everybody your name? Because I didn't get to announce your name yet.
My name is Jennifer Merritt.
Awesome. Awesome. It's great. Well, we got a lot to discuss for today. We got so much going on. Last night was the Daytime Emmys. What did you think about that?
That was awesome. I'm so glad Young and the Restless won.
I know, right? I mean, I know, you know, get me wrong, yes, Mao Young was destroying YNR slowly, but I still give him merit and credit because he did such a wonderful job when he first started out. I kind of think the fame just went to his head.
Right.
But I still think he still deserved the award. I mean, because, you know, that story that was really kicking off really was the whole JT storyline that really had everybody talking. And then afterwards, it kind of went different directions. But for a while there, he was doing pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
So, what did you like from the Emmys and what didn't you like?
I was really hoping that the one that played Oscar would win. I was really hoping that he would win because he's been doing so good with the whole cancer storyline on General Hospital, and I was really hoping that he would win. And I could see from when they showed his face and everything that he was disappointed, but I'm glad that the winners that they did win. But I was really hoping that he would. I think Jacqueline McHines-Wood won. Congratulations to her. Steffi. Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a Steffi fan. I like Hope better, but I'm glad that she won.
Yeah, I was like in awe. I mean, it was, I don't know, maybe some people just didn't care for the awards this year, but I really loved it. I was just, so many of my favorites did win, and some others didn't win, but I'm okay with that. Like, we had GH that won for Maurice Bernard. I mean, that was a big deal.
Right.
And then you got, Stella won. And so did Mike. I mean, that's, you know, those are some major, you know, heavy hitters right there. It's amazing.
Yep.
Oh, and I just love the Lifetime achievement that they gave for Judge Judy. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good.
What about, what did you think about the presenters? Did you feel it matched the award shows, or you think it could have been different? If you were in charge of
really
the awards, what would you change for next year? What would you make better?
I really liked liked how they presented the awards. They all look nice. Mm-hmm. I liked how Shamar Moore did the one award for the last one. That was really good. And how he presented about talking about Kristoff. That was really nice.
Yes. Yes, I like that. That was really cool. It had me in tears. That, yeah. You know, the way he did his thing where he took over, and, I mean, it was just, it was so touching, but yet it was very profound, and it was very true. And I like that. It was very good. And, I thought it was so cute with the beginning of,
With all the kids.
With all the kids, that was cute, but I love Sesame Street. I grew up on Sesame Street, so that's a big deal for me.
Me too.
You know, yes, I'm gay, but I won't... I can admit, I had the biggest crush on Maria. I still do, because she's, you know, she's beautiful. I mean, hey. But hey, she's Latina, so you know, hey. But yeah, she's amazing. I love it. I can't believe, could you believe it's been 50 years?
I know, that's crazy.
Oh my goodness. And then, what was it, another one that they celebrated an anniversary last night? I want to say it's CBS Sunday Morning or something?
Yes.
I think it's just so many. It's hard to keep up with it at least all the year. So I give the Academy merit because that's a lot to remember. As far as the holds go, oh my God. I love it.
Yeah.
Mario can host every year, in my opinion.
Yep, I like him.
I mean, the woman that was beside him, she's good too, don't get me wrong. But if you want to check it up a little bit, if they were to have just Mario host it, or even someone else, I'm all cool with it. Because, I mean, nothing on her, it's just, Mario just seems to be more in it. And it just, it really grabs the attention. And it adds to the hype. So, I just love that. I mean, when his little boy was talking with Elmo, that was everything.
Yeah, I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, that was amazing. And what did you think about, did you feel any disappointment? Like, was there maybe one of your faves that didn't get in or wasn't nominated? How do you feel about that towards this year's Daytime Emmys?
I think the ones that were nominated were the ones that should have been nominated anyway.
Yeah, none of your faves. Did any of them did they not win this year, or were they not nominated?
Well, I didn't get to really watch the whole entire thing because
my phone
kept on going in and out.
It was.
I think as you noticed, it was like going in and out while I was watching yours. I was like, oh come on.
I know, right? And I'm gonna bring this up to everyone's attention. Do not get mad at the Academy. Do not freak out just because it's streaming is messing up. It happens because you got to remember, that's like 1,000 people watching. And
right.
I shared it for what I could to everybody on my Facebook and Instagram or Twitter. But I'm going to make you laugh. I had to cut it down to like 6 parts just to share because it was like, it was so long.
Right.
And then it kept messing up where it would stop and it would start from the beginning of the red carpet. And I'm like, oh man, I'm never going to get done here. But it was good. I love it. Oh, the red carpet was amazing.
Yeah.
What did you think about the, you know, what did you think about the dresses and the suits and ties? Did you
they get looked amazing.
Out of it?
They looked amazing. I really love what Jacqueline McCann's Wood was wearing. I mean, she just had a baby and everything, and she looked fantastic. She looked amazing. I wish I could, like, have my kids like that.
Carolyn Hennessy.
I don't even realize she had a kid.
I want to say her name was Carolyn Hennessy. That's the one I believe, I want to say that's Diane Miller on General Hospital. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's her name. And anyway, it was just amazing because I love how she kept teasing with the actors and the actresses. Like, she even told Jacqueline, she's like, did you just have a baby? And please tell me it was like 2 years ago. She's got a terrific body and she's amazing. I love her. Just for y'all to know, if you're into movies like I am, did you know that she was in a horror movie that was called, It's the one where they're, where death is coming after you. It's been a remake over and over, but there's like, I want to say she's in part 4 or 5. Oh, I wish I could remember the name.
Final Destination 5?
Yes. Yes, Final Destination 5. I think that's the one she's in.
Four yes, five. With her eye pop out.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And rolls down, gets smushed. Yes, she did a really good job in that.
Oh my God, I swear, you know, it's like, I swear you could just go by for her because she's just so hot. She's so cool. I love her. So
I even had her on my Twitter, and when that movie came out, I had messaged her and told her, like, hey, we're getting ready to go see the movie, and then she messaged me actually back, because she never messaged me back.
Yeah.
And she tweeted, and she was like, go ahead and enjoy it, you're going to love it, let me know how you enjoy it and everything. And I messaged her back, and she gave me thumbs up. I'm like, awesome. And that's really, like, they don't have to go out of their way and message the fan, but they do. Really awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're super excited because it's your first date and it's one of many, believe me. We have a call-in number if you want to share it with your media. It is 660.
All right, hold on. Okay.
324.
Okay.
4933.
Okay.
So you can post that on your media page, even on your, in your page, your website, whatever you want to do. And just tease everybody. Tell them that we're talking about the D10 Emmys right now. We're talking about Avengers in just a short minute. But you can tease that we're talking about that and other good stuff. And just let them know that we're open right now. It is live. And if they like to call in, now would be a perfect time because we're ready to go.
Okay.
All right. So you do that, and we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick music break, and so don't go away. You're going to be right back. All right, everybody, we're taking a quick music break. Over the weekend, I was able to enjoy this awesome animated film. It's called Ugly Dolls, and it stars so many voiceovers. And of course, you know how I feel about Nick Jonas, so he's in it. But this is one of the songs that is in the soundtrack that I had to share with y'all. Let's see, where is he at? Okay, this is called The Ugly Truth. Pay close attention and listen. This is going to be Nick Jonas singing The Uglier Truth. Here we go.
Ugly dolls. I'll crush them all, destroy their dream. To save my perfect empire, nothing's too extreme. And I know how to do it without looking too uncouth. A planet so foul, gross, hideous. I'll never see the ugly truth. First we'll pluck a little here, then we'll tuck a little there. Seems to be your hair. Then we'll do a little tweeze. Then we'll do a little more. Then we'll wax and then we'll bleach. Till you're smoother than a peach. Or at least a little smoother than you were before. To me, you look okay. But if you truly want me to, we'll sculpt and mold. your skin so it doesn't look like yours. Then we'll moisten up your lips, buff your toners to a tea. Then we'll powder up your nose, or in your case I suppose we'll just put a little powder where your nose should be. Hey, we're getting on all up, playing with the crowd like we know we've got to pay. Cause when you're all up, that's when you're allowed to pretend you're not you.
All right. Welcome back. We are Willie's View Podcast, and I'm with my co-host, Jennifer. Jennifer, why don't you go ahead and share one of your cool contests that you got going on with It Works?
Okay, I have a contest going on, two of them actually. One's a free giveaway. I am giving away free samples of our It Works Wow. And when I say wow, I'm serious. These are a little cream that you put on your finger and you just wipe whatever area that needs to have the wrinkles or fine lines, and instantly you will feel it working and it will fade away and you don't have them. As much, you cannot see them at all. And I am 33 years old and I have used 3 out of a 30 pack and I'm done. I have none at all now.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that you're doing this, the weight loss and sharing these wonderful tips of how people can get onto this program and lose the weight. I definitely want to be on board. Right now, as you all know, I was sick for at least over 2 months and I was coughing. I couldn't stop. And I was misdiagnosed at the time of just having a cough. So here I thought it was just a cough and maybe the cold and the flu or strep throat, anything, you know, even walking pneumonia. But to find out that I had a blood clot in my lungs, I'm still doing the work of recovering from that. But I urge you people that if you feel that your doctor's not being truthful, I recommend that you all go for a second opinion. Because if I had followed the first order that I was given, it probably could have killed me, literally. Because they told me that the blood clot could have gone all the way to my brain. So it's amazing how these doctors don't even care half the time. Why don't you share with us a little bit of your condition, Jennifer?
All right. As some of you guys may have already know, I did have surgery April 2nd. That is my second knee surgery. I had one in June of last year, at the end of June, and then I had again on April 2nd. I have seen so much improvement since day one when I came home from surgery. When I came back, I could not, well, the first time I came home and everything, I could not walk up steps. I could not walk down steps. My husband had to pick me up and carry me to get to my car or get to my husband's truck or whatever. So now I do not need the crutches at all. I am not on a brace at all. I used to have ice. I don't need the ice anymore. I am now in physical therapy 3 times a week instead of 5. And I am now at 97 degrees for bending it as of today. No more pain pills. I do have a little bit of pain on the side of my knee once in a while where he had the surgery done where he wrapped the ligament around the bone. But it doesn't hurt all day long. I did a spring cleaning yesterday, and that was an all-day job, so no pain from that. So I'm good.
That's
big difference from last time.
That is terrific. God bless. I love that. That's amazing. So can you give us like a little update? Like what's going on with the customers? Have you gotten some new customers to join? And any good success stories that you can share with us? While we get ready, we'll be switching over and we're going to be talking about Avengers Endgame in just a few minutes. So this will keep us going here.
Okay. Last month, I only had one customer that signed up. She signed up for the pill. So far, I haven't had anybody sign up for this month yet. And in March, I had 4 people sign up. I'm pretty much doing this by myself now, because the girl that I signed up through has blocked me, called me names and everything else, so I'm doing this by myself. if I wanted to, I could pretty much cancel and then wait 3 months and then redo it. But I don't see a point of have to pay $99 or $50 or whatever all over again to restart everything. So I'm just going to do it by myself and see how it goes. And once I get back to work, maybe it will progress more. But right now, I'm just doing my own thing. So nice to have be a stay-at-home mom at the moment and do my own, be my own boss. If I want to go on vacation, I can go on vacation and not do it at all for a whole week or whatever. It's my own hours, my own time. It's all about me. If I want to do it, I do it.
And that's good, right? It's good to be in control and have that that flexibility, you know. I think everybody needs to do that. You know, you need to do something that you enjoy. Don't just do it because you want to. You need to do the passion. You need to do the commitment and the dedication. Otherwise, why do it?
Exactly.
All right. That's amazing. So, how about some of that Avengers Endgame? How do you feel about that? What's going on with that?
So far, I'm not completely done watching it yet because of my phone is acting stupid with the charger and everything. I did get a charger last night, so I can watch it today, finish it up. But of what I've watched, it is really good. I'm liking the action in it. I love action movies.
All right, so spoiler alert. What are you getting kicked out of so far? Where are we at? What kind of action have you been watching on the Avengers Endgame? Like, how far did you get? Give us a few little, like, maybe four top highlights that you've enjoyed of watching it so far.
I don't want to get on any spoilers because then everybody might not want to know.
We're allowed. We're allowed. We're giving out spoilers tonight. Everyone knows that we're doing the spoiler podcast for today, so they've been warned, so that'll be fun. This will urge them to go watch it. Have you seen the new trailer yet for the new Spider-Man movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, don't watch it yet. I'm telling you all, if you have not yet watched Endgame, don't watch the new Spider-Man Far Away trailer yet, because there's a huge spoiler that will disappoint you if you've not watched Endgame yet. But it's really good. It's going to be a good movie. But unless you've watched Endgame, then you will kind of be disappointed when you watch the trailer. But that's kind of the way it goes. All right, I love that. So why don't you go ahead and share some of the least, maybe two highlights then.
Okay.
Because we'll be having people call in, so don't feel too bad about spoiling anything. Because I'm hoping people call in tonight. Today, and maybe they'll share some few little spoilers that will really get you to drop your jaw, because it's such a good movie. It's at least 3 hours long, and there was just so much action in it. I love it.
Right. Trying to think of different spoilers to say without
so
really
many.
Spoiling the movie.
So many. All right, I challenge you. Give me a little part of the beginning and the middle that you're enjoying so far. Don't you just love going live? Anything can happen.
I know, right? Put me on the spot.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell your friends and family, they're welcome to call in anytime. You know, this is fun about being live.
Yeah, I just posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it. Now, I will warn people, the movie's really good, but don't be expecting too much on Captain Marvel, because she is in the movie, but she's not in it as much as they think she is. For some reason, she just wasn't as a big attraction to what the movie teased that she would be. So I think that's what it is that people were kind of griping, because it's like, well, you got to keep in mind, you've got over so many superheroes. It's kind of hard to give all the heroes enough airtime.
Right.
I mean, it is called the Avengers movie, so it kind of makes sense that they would kind of be more focused than, you know, her. It's not,
right.
It's not a guy thing. It's a budget thing. I love Captain Marvel. The movie was good. Did you watch it?
The which one? Captain Marvel?
Yeah, did you get to watch that one?
I've watched it a while back. I mean, not recently.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't the best, but still, it was entertaining. And as long as the movie is entertaining, I'm good. I think that's what it is, I think people are kind of forgetting that, you know, movies, they're meant for entertainment and enjoyment, but I think, you know, we really shouldn't expect too much when we're watching a movie, otherwise you're never going to be able to enjoy the movie.
Right.
I mean, I'm all for trailers and the hype, but I think that's what it is you, if you hype yourself up too much, you'll just be a little bit disappointed. I mean, that's the only thing on that.
I did hear that the new Avengers movie, I haven't got that far yet, but it's really sad. I have not, don't know why yet, I haven't got that far. But
yes. I will say that. You'll cry. I cried at least over 6 times and more. I cried buckets of tears. It's very intense, very emotional, but it's very good. And, yeah, there's just so much going on.
Right. My husband wants to see it. He hasn't been able to see it yet, so he wants to watch it with me.
Oh, that's good. It's good. I really recommend all families watch it together, including the kids. You know, make it a date night, make it a family night.
Yeah.
Grab lots of tissues, because you'll be seeing a lot of tears. It's very, very, it is sad and happy, and it's cheering, and there's laughter. It's everything. The Russo brothers did a great job. Like I said, it's 3 hours full of so much. It's just a lot packed in. All right, well, before we take our next music break, do you have a recipe that you wanted to share with the audience today?
Yes, I did.
All right. What do you got? What kind of special treat do you have? Is it fun? Is it nutritious? Kind of like a sweet on the good side or bad side?
Well, it's more like something quick.
Okay.
It's like for, if you want to have it for a lot of people to come over, something easy. I grew up on this throughout my whole life. Now my kids like it, and now I have made it. My grandmother gave me the recipe. This is shrimp salad. This is like one of my favorite foods ever. The first thing that you do is you have to have 3 cans of the baby shrimp, tuna fish, mayonnaise, and the elbow macaroni noodles. You cook the elbow macaroni first until it's boiled and ready and softened. After that, you drain it in the water and then put in a big giant bowl and put the noodles in there first.
Mm-hmm.
After you put the noodles in, you pour in the baby shrimp, the tuna fish, and the mayonnaise, stir it together, and there you go.
Ooh, it does sound tasty. I like that. And like you said, it's simple and enjoyable.
Right. Another one I have is pork chops. I get the boneless pork chop, and I have the shake and bake breading in one, a butter in another bowl. And recently, I have been putting shredded cheese into the shake and bake breading.
Mm-hmm.
First, you put the butter, or put the pork chops, I get the boneless kind,
mm-hmm.
and you dip it into the butter first, and then you dip it into the breading with the cheese and the breading. And then you just put them on a pan and cook them, and voila. They're really like the number one thing for my family right now. I get my mother-in-law to come over when we have them because she really likes them a lot when we have pork chop.
Oh, wow. I like that. That's cool. All right. I love those. Thank you so much for sharing those recipes. We're going to be right back. And when we come back, we got some more with our wonderful co-host, Jennifer. All right, for all you daytime fans, this is Jacob Young. As you recall, he played the young Chandler that was on All My Children. And he's also been on The Bold and the Beautiful. And as you all know, he is a singer. So let's hear it out. This is Whiskey Kiss by Jacob Young. We'll be right back. Man, that voice, doesn't that just give you, like, chills in a good way?
Does he have a new CD out?
Yes, it is. As far as I know, I'm not sure about the album. I'm sure he's got one out. But this is off of Spotify, and the only song I found on his right now was Whiskey Kiss. I'll keep looking for more songs, but that's the main one I found.
Okay, I'll have to add it.
Yeah. And I did send him an invitation to be a guest on our podcast, and he agreed to be a guest in June.
Awesome.
So, hopefully you'll be around, because I know summer's just here, so let me know which dates that you're free in June, and maybe we can work around it, so that way you can at least get to say hi to him, too, as, okay. You know, being co-host and everything. I know you like to say hi to daytime fans, daytime actors.
Yeah.
Any opportunity that you can get, because I know that's like starstruck. I love that.
Yes.
And of course, we got Morgan England that's going to be coming very soon on our podcast. As you recall, that is Dylan Lewis from Guiding Light. And then we got Sean Kanan, which, as you all know, is the AJ Quartermain from General Hospital. And he is also Deacon Sharp on Bold and the Beautiful. He's going to be showing up on our podcast. It's going to be around later towards this month as well, for Sweeps Month. So that's going to be a lot of hunks and drama and so much fun. I can't wait.
Awesome.
All right. So before I let you go, I know you got a long, busy day ahead of you. Did you want to share any final moments before we say goodbye?
Yes.
What you got? What you got for us?
I have, one thing is, if you guys, in the summertime, I know a lot of people like to travel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a booking.com link to earn $25 back. If you go to http://www.booking.com/s/21_8/JNM11290. You can get $25 back after booking the hotel.
That's awesome. Send me all your stuff that you sent me, which was your recipes, to my email, and what you just announced right there. And I'll put that on the website, which is, you all can Google Party Wheels Online Publications Magazine. And I'll be putting all the special stuff that you just mentioned today. I'll add that to the website so other people can check it out. Because even though people do listen to the podcast, they also actually still enjoy reading. Like, I know they don't read a newspaper, but they love to read the online articles, and that's always great. So thank you, everybody, that do enjoy reading online articles, because I like to do both. I read the online magazines, and I actually read an actual newspaper. I'm modern that way. I love it, all kinds of reading, any way I can get it. All right, well, thank you so much. It's been a joy having you, and we're definitely going to be doing some more. So, I know summer's coming up and you'll be doing your summer vacation. So, I wish you all the best and keep staying in touch with us.
Yep.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was so much fun, everybody. I had such a joy just being here with y'all and kicking off an exciting Monday. It's always so much fun. Don't forget that what was it called? I'm trying to remember. There was something going on here. Oh, looking, you know me, I remember something, and then I'll forget it. Isn't that funny? All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the flip side. All right. This is Small Town Boy by Dustin Lynch. Hasta luego.
Toronto and I got this view, but I might as as well be in a hotel. Yeah, it doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed. Spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I